With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A fragile truce is over, and Israel returned to pounding targets in southern Gaza, now ordering more neighborhoods and designated for attack to evacuate, as the United States is urging it to do more to protect civilians. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that he drew on the U.S. bombing campaigns in World War II, making his point that Israel should not face pressure from the White House to prioritize humanitarian shipments.
Nobody was wringing their hands about giving humanitarian aid into Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan. And in over the span of just a couple nights, spring of 1945, we did much, much worse in Dresden, Tokyo, than anything Israel's done in Gaza.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck off the coast of southern Philippines island of Mindanao this weekend. There were no immediate reports of any damage or casualties. U.S. Geological Survey's John Bellini says the area around the Philippines does have a lot of earthquakes.
A magnitude 7.0 and larger earthquakes, we see 13 or 14 per year globally. So these are relatively less common. But when we do have a magnitude 7.0, we typically have a lot of aftershocks, some of quite large size, and that's what we're seeing.
Also at SRNnews.com, the United States now committed to the idea of phasing out coal power plants.
The announcement came on Saturday in the United Arab Emirates by Special Envoy John Kerry. He says U.S. will join 56 other countries in the Powering Past Coal Alliance. That means the Biden administration commits to building no new coal plants and phasing out existing plants. No date was given for when the existing plants would be phased out. Other Biden regulations aim to pull the plug on coal by 2035. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. Europeans' belief in the afterlife isn't as big as it used to be.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable already. Persecution of believers in India is on the rise, but it tends to peak during election year when politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments directly opposing Christianity have already become a staple for candidates. This is SRN News. Hackers have been busy with Israeli products and companies.
U.S. and Israeli authorities say a small Western Pennsylvania water authority was one of several organizations breached by Iran-affiliated hackers. They targeted a specific industrial control device. The reason? It's made in Israel. Officials say the victims spanned a number of cities across the United States, though most have not been named. The Municipal Water Authority of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, was hacked 1 week ago. Jason Walker reporting.
A Los Angeles man already arrested in another shooting investigation has been identified as the suspect in three recent killings of homeless men. Police say the man was identified as the suspect in the homeless killings after authorities determined a firearm found in the vehicle he was driving was linked to the shootings. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.